Nature may slow us down, yes, but we are spending our time getting ready. So when Mother Nature does warm a little, we will be ready to serve you and all your roofing needs. Sheriff Goslin still offers 4% financing, and we can't wait for the upcoming season. So come see us at our new location at 205 West Ontario Drive, or remember to call Pete Dahl, y'all, or look us up at worryfreeroof.com.
We know the right way to get you where you need to go.
Nothing is more up close and personal than this. The Reds Winter Caravan at Stoops Buick GMC in Muncie. Now, back to the event.
It's always very difficult as a broadcaster to talk after Joe Zerhuisen, voice of Great American Ballpark. We are live at Stoops Buick GMC in Muncie for the Reds Winter Caravan, streaming also on WXFN.com and welcoming our listeners on MLB.com, as well as our viewers on a web stream, some video flying out on Mike Rhodes' page, the guy from MuncieJournal.com. Look for coverage on MuncieJournal.com over the next several days with some great pictures, photographs, and even ones that you can save for yourself if you wish. Some housekeeping here for those that are in the room. The letter B designation should be up and in the line area on the top level of the building now. Again, letter B is coming or should be up here and staging for the autograph session with the guys here in the Reds Winter Caravan. The Register to Win continues, too. If you're listening in the near vicinity, please stop in at Stoops. You could win tickets to opening day at Great American Ballpark. There are some freebies to give away, some stickers, and also other stuff from the Reds. And there's also information on all the memberships and ticket packages that they have available. They told me everyone from a little baby to an older adult and everyone in between. There's all kinds of opportunities to get to a ball game at Great American Ballpark. Now let's go back with some more interviews and Jeff Weller.
Thanks, Steve. One of our sponsors here at Stoops Buick GMC tonight, free pizza. Still have some back there, Corey?
Oh, we have plenty of pizza if you guys want to come back here and get some more slices.
Corey Brown is the manager. He's about two blocks from here, adjacent to Family Video. That's actually a nice blend of two businesses, really, as one. I guess the key to that is you can get a pizza and a video and go home and watch and eat.
Yep, that is true. We also deliver the movie also. If you want to get that, just order online. We have different options in store as well where you can get the free movie with any large pizza purchase.
You know, one of the things I got in my mail yesterday was included in my mail was a piece of Marco's information that had some offers. I would encourage everyone to get that out of the mail yesterday and take a look at it and hold on to it and use it and abuse it. Call it.
Yeah, definitely. Right now, our big cheese is going on. It's an extra large pizza, five different blends of cheeses, only $9.99. We also have different fundraising opportunities, catering options for businesses. You know, just give us a call. Let us know what you're looking for. We can definitely cater for you.
I'm not allowed to use the phrase Super Bowl, so I won't say Super Bowl, but when that big game is played in a couple of weeks, I think it's called the Super Bowl. I have a feeling that you can take care of large groups, small groups. That's always a huge day for pizza.
Yes, definitely give us a call. Super Bowl is definitely one of the biggest days for pizza. We also have...
You can't say Pete. You can't say Super Bowl.
That big game that's coming up. You know, we got pizza. We got wings. We also sell a variety of subs, salads, other things. We're not just pizza. So, yeah, give us a call. Let us know what you need.
Corey, what's your favorite baseball team?
Cincinnati Reds.
There you go. That is the right answer tonight. Corey, welcome. Thank you. You still have free pizza back there. Folks, go get a slice of Marco's Pizza.
Yes, definitely. And you already had a slice, come get another one. Thanks.
Marco's.com as well. You can order online. All right. Make way for Mr. Perfect, Tom Browning. Tom, I'm sorry. Tom, welcome back. I know you've been here before. This is the Reds Caravan, the meet and greet. I know sometimes that when you're on the field or when you're a player, you know there are people out there, and you get to connect with some, but these events really connect you with the fans.
Yeah, and you know, I don't think players really have appreciation for what the fans mean to Cincinnati until they get to see their first opening day parade. And as a player, I never got to see it, but when I got done playing, I got to see it. And it was just I was totally awed by how it's almost like a holiday now. But getting out amongst in the fans in Reds country, whether it be up here in Muncie or down in Kentucky somewhere or over in Ohio, is awesome because they're true Red fans here, and we have a big reach, and it's always nice to be able to get out there and talk to some fans and to some of their memories that they remember of the Reds, and it's just neat to get amongst them.
I can't really believe that you would ever get tired of talking about 1988 and the perfect game.
Well, that was my shining moment, I think. But to be honest, I'm really more proud of the team we had in 1990 and then what we accomplished there, going to the World Series and sweeping the A's. I mean, to me, that was the epitome. You know, for I think any player that plays in the major leagues, you want to be able to get a chance to compete for a world championship, and we were able to do that. That's probably my favorite year. Now, obviously, the perfect game is my shining moment, and I'm proud to be the only Red to ever do it, and they can take their time matching it if they want. I'm not in a hurry to give up that throne, that's for sure.
Tom, the other thing that a guy like you can bring to the equation, I know at times you've been a pitching coach inside the Reds organization. It seems like, as an outsider, as a fan looking at it, that pitching has changed so much, the use of starting pitchers. I went back today and looked. I think you had six different years in your career where you top 230 innings, and you had one that I think was right at 250. Those numbers are approached by virtually no starting pitchers today.
Well, I mean, the bullpens have gotten stronger. You know, in our day, we had five starters and we had five relievers, and the starters were job was to get them as deep into the game as you can, and if they needed help to finish the game, then they did. But nowadays, with the modernization of the bullpens, you got eight guys in that bullpen now that can come in the sixth inning or seventh inning, so the starters aren't really relied upon to take them as deep as they used to, but I think that'll come back.
You know, when you talk to or when you hear pitchers from the Gibson, Koufax, Drysdale, Maloney, Bob Berkey, Joey Jay years, they wince at the thought of pitch counts and anything less than a full game. What about your era? How do you guys embrace the idea of pitch counts?
Well, I'm more closer to Bob Gibson's days than I am in the modern day. I think the hitters were always the barometer back then, before the radar guns, and I think the hitters are still the barometer to this day. It's just that, you know, there's so much money invested now in these players that they kind of got to take a guarded side or protect the kids a little bit. But 200 innings for us in my day, that was usually attained in August, and we still had September to go, so... But I think it's because the money they're making and the fact they got to, you know, be a little bit more on the cautious side with these guys.
You won 20 games. You threw a perfect game. You played for a world championship. You're in the Reds Hall of Fame. That's a pretty special career any way you want to write it up.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I was very blessed to be on the team that I grew up watching and idolizing. And then to be put in their Hall of Fame was certainly an honor. But really proud of the things that I was able to do. And the people, I mean, I got to play with part of the Big Red Machine and Pete and Tony and Davey and Griff, so I was very lucky that I was able to kind of bridge the gaps and play with some outstanding players and also play with guys like Barry Larkin, Eric Davis, and some other players there. So I was very lucky that I got 12 years out of it, but I cherish my world championship for the Cincinnati Reds more than anything.
Pete Rose was your manager. How excited, how do you feel about Pete's election, if you will, or announcement that he'll go to the Reds Hall of Fame? They'll go through the whole thing, retiring the number, the statue. It's the honor that has long been overdue him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm happy for him. I know it's going to be a mad, mad weekend, but I'm very much looking forward to it, and I'm glad to see that the commissioner found it in his heart to allow the Reds to honor Pete in any way they felt necessary, and the fact they're going to retire his number and put him in that Hall of Fame is awesome.
Tom Browning, Mr. Perfect from the 1988 Cincinnati Reds season. I believe he was also a big part of the 1990 World Championship wire-to-wire Cincinnati Reds, and he was, I think he finished second in the Rookie of the Year voting his rookie year. He had a great career as a Cincinnati Red. Spring is near. Sheriff Gosselin Roofing is preparing to continue serving Delaware County. If your roof is in need of attention, Sheriff Gosselin is here to serve you. Visit them at 205 West Ontario Drive, and remember to call Pete Dahl or look him up at Worry Free Roof. RedsWinterCaravan.com. Back with more of the Reds Winter Caravan 2016 from Stoops Buick GMC right after this.
We know the right way to get you where you need to go. We'll be the wheels underneath you.
Hey, folks, we are probably about a third of the way through our latest letter up here. So if you have the next letter in line, if you want to stand on the lower level, you can. But it'll be quite a while before we get you up here. There's still some Marco's Pizza in the back of the room. There are soft drinks for sale, $1 a piece. There's stuff from Gem Mint up top. There's Squeeze Play down there at the bottom. There's still the register to win for the Reds and opening day tickets. Again, if you haven't entered for that, please do it. They'll do the drawing and let you know if you win that. Hot dogs in the back of the room, too, back there on the cart. Back to the live radio broadcast in just a few seconds.
At our new location at 205 West Ontario Drive. Or remember to call Pete Dahl, y'all, or look us up at worryfreeroof.com.
This is the Reds Winter Caravan, live from Stoops Buick GMC in Muncie. Now, back to the event.
Reds baseball opening day is less than 100 days. I meant to look that up. I think it's somewhere maybe 85 days, something like that, until opening day. The Cincinnati Reds no longer get that luxury or the honor of playing the very first game in the National League each year, but it's certainly they have the honor of opening at home each year. Jeff Porcaro, one of the Reds television broadcasters on the television team. Jeff, that long since went away when the Reds had the honor of playing the very first game each season, but they do get to open at home each year.
They do, and one of the great pleasures and one of the great spectacles in sports is the opening day parade that they have. It starts at Findlay Market in Cincinnati, and that's something that they've held for over 100 years, and it's pretty cool. The Grand Marshal every year is some great former Reds player. They've had Reds broadcasters. It's a great event. If you've never come to Cincinnati, come for opening day and see the way that they do it. The whole city comes out. They basically close downtown off for this parade. And it's really neat. And then since the Castellanis have taken over, it's not opening day. We have opening day. We have opening night. And now Sunday, they're going to have an opening day for kids, opening kids day there. They're going to have special stuff for the kids to do, run out on the field. So they're making a whole weekend out of that opening weekend now.
The fan experience at Great American Ballpark, and again, I can't speak as you can. That's for safety purposes for all the ballparks around the National League, Major League Baseball, but Jeff, regardless of how they compare to anyone else, the fan experience at Great American Ballpark, from concessions to seating to the ballpark itself, is as good as there is in the National League.
One of the great things about the ballpark is there's not really a bad seat. You know, they did it purposely. Riverfront, or you know, was, I don't know what, 55,000, 56,000. It was that cookie cutter. This isn't. You're really close to the action. If you sit in the diamond seats behind home plate, you're closer. You're closer to the catcher than the pitcher is. It's amazing. They've got a lot of great places there. It's not as expensive as you think. They allow you to bring things in. It's just a great experience at that ballpark. They've done everything to accommodate the fan there.
The other thing that I think that I would say, and one of the sponsors, if you will, of the caravan itself is CincinnatiUSA.com. My family took advantage of it on more than one occasion. This is about a 7-hour thing from Muncie. Watch the game, come back. That's about a 7-hour minimum kind of thing. The way that you can turn that to your advantage is stay all night, take advantage of some of the aquarium across the river. There's all kinds of things to do in the area around Cincinnati, so you may have to extend your stay. Maybe you take in two games.
No, you're exactly right. CincinnatiUSA.com is one of the sponsors of the caravan, and it's a great place to start if you're planning on going down there. Just look it up. Go online. They have packages there. They have weekend packages. They have day packages. And like you said, it's a 7-hour drive. Why not stay the night and take in some of the stuff that they've done? Downtown Cincinnati has been rejuvenated along the banks right by the ballpark. It's a beautiful place to come see a game, and downtown is I think you'll really enjoy it.
And nobody has a better heritage honors their past and their current situation better than the Reds do with the Reds Hall of Fame, which is an unbelievable experience. And I really think you should go on. You should go down there on an off day, and then when the Reds play the next day or play the night before, go to the Hall of Fame, because I have a tough time doing it just before the game.
Well, it's a fantastic Hall of Fame. To me, it's one of the best of any team-owned Hall of Fames. They've got so much memorabilia there. It's really neat. And you know, this year, obviously, with Pete going in, it's going to be such a special occasion down there. 24th, 25th, 26th, that weekend is going to be extra special. You're going to get, he's going to the Hall of Fame. They're going to retire his number. And then next year, they're going to put a statue up. So it's going to be crazy in Cincinnati.
You know, one of the things I found in a crawl through the Hall of Fame was, at one time back in the late 1940s, the Muncie Reds played out at McCullough Park. It was a Class D minor league affiliate of the Reds back in those days. I know Wally Post came through here. Joe Nuxall was a member of the Muncie Reds. And there was a little section, I'm not sure if it was when Joe had his special area, but there was an area that was devoted on the wall that had some old letterhead and some things from Muncie, Indiana, and the Muncie Reds. So, and I know there's at least one living member of the Muncie Reds that lives around me, and I had a chance to talk with him about it last summer. So that's kind of special.
Well, it is. And, you know, when you're the size of Cincinnati, it's a regional draw. This is Reds country. Obviously, you guys here are one of the affiliates of the Reds Radio Network. It's important for the Reds to have that reach into Indiana, into Kentucky, up into northern Ohio. Obviously, you're going to have a lot of Indians fans once you cross Columbus. But it's very important to the Cincinnati Reds. And I think that when you see what the Castellinis have done since they've taken over and how they have tried to accommodate that regional thing by doing things like this caravan, it's very important to the Reds. Indiana is Reds country, and we appreciate it.
Jeff Picaro, one of the broadcasters for Cincinnati Reds on Fox Sports. We'll be back. We'll take another break. Our caravan stop at Stoops Buick GMC continues. We still have folks waiting to get these guys' autographs. Spring training starts in a couple of weeks, but the caravan is tonight. Back with more of it right after this.
We know the right way to get you where you need to go.
Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, the C's now can step forward. If you have a C designation, please come up the stairs. Come up the stairs and make your way in the seating area in back. The C's are now being called forward. If you've just arrived, make sure you have a letter. It's on a piece of paper that we're handing you as you first arrive here at all the entrances. There's still Marco's pizza samples in back. There's hot dogs back there. You can't have Reds baseball without some delicious hot dogs. There's soft drinks for sale, $1 a piece. There's some ice cream. I saw some other snacks back there as well. And we are glad you are here at Stoops Buick GMC for the Reds Winter Caravan.
Or remember to call Pete Dahl, y'all, or look us up at worryfreeroof.com.
The boys of summer are in Muncie. The Reds Winter Caravan live in person at Stoops Buick GMC. Now, back to the event.
All right, we are back here at Stoops Buick GMC, Reds Caravan 2016. Spring is near, and Sheriff Goslin Roofing is preparing to continue serving Delaware County. If your roof is in need of attention, Sheriff Goslin is here to serve you. Visit them, 205 West Ontario Drive, and remember to call Pete Dahl or look him up at worryfreeroof.com. Kivas Sampson, we talked with Kivas a little while ago, but Kivas, one of the things is I looked over the Reds depth chart on Reds.com today, there seems to be an opportunity there for different players, opportunity. I think you feel like you have an opportunity to go to spring training and earn a spot.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, that's what the offseason's for, to go out there and make sure I put myself in the best situation to win a spot in the rotation once spring comes. You know, like you say, there's a lot of guys, a lot of talented guys. I'm excited to see all of them. I mean, I'm wishing all of them the best. Also, myself, you know, of course, I want to be there opening night to see the fans, to experience that, and, you know, to break with the team and just go out there and, you know, help the Reds go out there and win a playoff.
How much do you throw from November 1st until spring training?
I actually don't start after. I start a little bit after Thanksgiving before I start throwing. So I get going December, and I start off kind of slow. Don't want to go too fast, too quick. So I start out about 60 feet, nice, easy toss, and then I extend out, every day or every 2 days, something like that, until I feel like I'm ready to long toss and start flat ground and stuff like that. Right now I'm almost full tilt in bullpens. I've been fastball and changeup so far, and this next week I'll bring out, breaking balls.
Does the team devise a regimen in conjunction with you, or is your off-season preparation based on your own experience and your own wiles?
It was a new off-season for me. I've never been pitching all the way until October, so it was new to me. Definitely had to ask those guys for a little bit of help. They've been constantly keeping in contact with me, checking on me, making sure my arm's feeling good, making sure I'm getting the proper, medical attention I need, since I just coming off of surgery. So, it's kind of both, I go off of what I've done in the past, but also take into consideration the things they've, brought to my attention and things they want me to do.
Kivas, stay healthy this spring. Have a good spring. We look forward to seeing you, number 48, at Great American Ballpark this spring.
Oh, thank you so much. Glad to be here. Thank you, guys.
All right. Kivas Sampson, hopefully and potentially in the Cincinnati Reds rotation for 2016. Alex Blandino, he's also headed to spring training for the Reds. And, Alex, we ask about your training regimen. Talk a little bit about the 2015 season for you. Played probably at a couple of different levels, and what kind of a season did you have in 2015?
Yeah, I had to play in a lot of different spots. Started in high A, ended in double A, and then in the fall I played in the Arizona Fall League. So all in all, I ended up being a part of about 160-something games plus spring training. So it was a lot more games than I've been used to playing. In college, you only play about 60 games. So, I learned a lot, about pacing yourself and staying healthy throughout the whole season. And it was a lot of fun. I grew a lot as a player, for sure.
Does an organization give you a checklist for the off season of things they want to see you work on to improve or to be ready for when spring training comes?
They check in with you pretty regularly to make sure you're doing good, everything, and with your training's going well. I think it varies a little bit player to player. If they know that you have a good training regimen that you've had from years past that you learned in college or something like that, they kind of are hands off a little bit, but they check in for sure to make sure I'm doing good.
Have a great spring. We look forward to following your development during the month of March, and we hope to see you in that Reds uniform.
All right, thank you very much.
Alex Blandino, Ivan DeJesus Jr. Ivan, one of the things that, at least from what I heard people describe, you surprised some people with some pop at the late part of the season last year, hit some home runs for Cincinnati. Did it come as a surprise to you, or you knew you could do that?
I have it in my tank. I don't use it that much, but I have it in my tank. I'm more focused on the type of hitter I am, line drive, gap to gap, get on base, and let the big guys like Joey and Bruce hit those home runs. But I have a little bit in my tank.
Thanks, Ivan. We look forward to your development during the spring. Brian, you obviously want that to be in his tank, and you're going to draw on it.
Well, it was an untapped resource when he got to the big leagues. It had been a while since I remember you hit a home run when you were 11 in Little League, and then he came up and he hit his next home run for us in the big leagues. So it was only about a 13-year gap there.
I have a feeling spring training, a manager always has a plan. It's always got to be flexible, though, doesn't it? You have to have an eraser.
Oh, no doubt about it. DeJay did a great job for us last year, and we asked him to do some very difficult things, play defense all around the infield, play left field, pinch hit against some of the better late-game relief pitchers in the game, and he did a terrific job.
You must work closely. I'm going to slip between you and Jeff because you two must have to work very closely during the offseason, during the spring, and then as you start to finalize and build that roster, Jeff, that's a multi-person operation.
Yeah, no, I would say I'm extremely close with Brian. We have a great working relationship. I consider him a personal friend and mentor in that I look to his experience in life, and he can just tell me a lot about the game. He helps me make decisions on the minor league side, and he's really a great resource.
Brian, how much analytics goes into your management of a ball game once the first pitch is thrown? You still have to do some things on instinct, on gut feeling, but you've got to have some numbers with you.
Yeah, but you know, you prepare before the game for all those decision-making opportunities, and you know, I know that you have that there's fans going, well, they should bunt here, they shouldn't bunt, they should hit and run, they should steal. So we're all fans of the game, but we have a lot of statistical analysis when pitchers throw over to the plate, what their times to the plate are, if it's a good guy to run against or not run against. We have a lot of data at our disposal. And then you got to put together the personnel you have on the field for the situation before you make a decision. But we have as much intel as anybody in baseball.
And this spring, your third, where you will test what you've learned in those first two springs, because I have a feeling that you'll have to have eyes everywhere.
Yeah, you know, we all will. You know, well, the good news is that Walt Jocketty surrounded himself with some great people in the front office. Dick Williams has taken over as a general manager. We have Jeff to lean on, which Jeff's been outstanding with our player development and getting us good players, finding good players in free agency as well. But we all have to really be making sure that we're evaluating what we have on the field, give ourselves the best chance to have the best possible team coming out of spring training.
Thank you, Brian. We appreciate you being in Muncie. Tom Browning, when you have a lineup that still, at least at this point in January, has Devin Mesoraco, Joey Votto, Brandon Phillips, Jay Bruce, Billy Hamilton, that doesn't tell me that this is a totally empty tank.
Oh, no. We just got young pitchers, you know, but they can be successful as well. It's just a matter of them going out there and I was talking to Brian about earlier, creating a little bit of competition amongst themselves. So first guy goes out there and goes seven strong innings, the next day wants to go out there and do the same thing or better, and it just kind of snowballs from there. But they're young, and they're going to have to learn on the fly, but they're good young arms, and they're good young kids, so you just never know.
All right. We thank all of you. Kivas Sampson, Jeff
awesome
Picaro, Alex Bandino.
Jeff Weller. Let's hear it for
Ivan
Jeff Weller doing a great job here
Joe
tonight.
Price,
thank
Jeff
you,
Jeff. Jeff and Tom Browning.
We're glad our radio listeners have tuned in. We're about to hear some Pacer basketball, but in the meantime, we'd like to thank our sponsors, Sheriff Goslin Roofing and Stoops Buick GMC. Thanks to our in-building participants as well. We appreciate you for listening. The Red Spring Training begins very soon, and the Reds are on the radio very soon, too, on 102.9 FM, 1340 AM, and WXFN.com.
This has been a special live radio broadcast of the Reds Winter Caravan Stop in Muncie, presented by Stoops Buick GMC. The countdown to spring training is on, and we know you can't wait for opening day at Great American Ballpark. Today's event was produced by Fox Sports Radio Muncie. On-site production by Sean Mattingly. Special thanks to the Stoops staff for being incredible hosts of our event again this year. The staff of 102.9 FM and 1340 AM Fox Sports Radio. And especially to you, our loyal fans, for supporting the Reds in Muncie. I'm Joe Zerhuizen, the voice of Great American Ballpark, saying so long, and we can't wait to see you again soon.
Now back to Fox Sports Radio, already in progress.
Fox Sports Radio is heard on WXFN Muncie, 1340 AM, and W275AJ Muncie, 102.9 FM.